CASA of Fresno Madera Counties presents to you the CASA Fam Podcast. Tune in to hear in-depth stories of heroes of hope, foster youth, and how we can all create change in a foster youth's life. Tune in every other Tuesday for inspiring conversations on how you can become a part of the solution. Welcome back to the CASA Fam Podcast. Today we have Darius Assemi, a proud Iranian-American and a civil engineer specializing in transportation. Currently, he serves as president and CEO of Granville Homes, a real estate development company established in 1977. In this position, he is intricately involved in the planning, design, development, servicing, and financing of both single and multifamily residential, commercial, and mixed-use projects. Additionally, Assemi is involved and serves on many nonprofit organizations in Fresno and throughout the world. Welcome, Darius.
Good afternoon or good morning, Diane.
Yes, good morning. So what initially sparked your passion to establish the Granville Home of Hope Foundation?
We recognize there's a need in our community that gets filled or partially filled by the nonprofits that do incredible work, such as CASA. And they need, without the work that the nonprofits do, we would be a more difficult community to live in. The nonprofits such as yourselves take care of a need that government can't fill and the private sector is not filling. So you're really the third leg of this stool. So without the nonprofits, it'll be a very difficult community to live in. We wanted to use some of our skills and talents, which is home building, to not only raise money, but also raise awareness to the great work that our nonprofits are doing. And it's really one of the only programs that I know of, if not the only program that has really no strings attached to the money. In other words, we want to take a look at your mission, make sure your mission and vision is aligned with ours, with Granville's mission, which is really ultimately to have a healthier, safer, more vibrant, more economically prosperous community to live in.
Definitely. And can you kind of share the story behind the inception? Because you're talking about the passion, which I love. And where did the inception come from? Where did this idea come from?
Well, you know, the Granville Home of Hope is part of the philanthropic activities that, Granville and really the Assemi family is a part of. And this was really an opportunity to get a lot of different business partners and our subcontractors on board. And really, we were brainstorming on how do we not only raise money, but raise awareness of what some of these folks are doing. So we have an incredible marketing arm at Granville Homes. So we thought if we can use our marketing resources to help illuminate the work that the nonprofits are doing, more folks would get involved. And I'm very grateful to the Fresno community as a whole, because not only a lot of folks buy tickets, but also a lot of different business groups, from car dealerships to motorcycle dealerships to restaurants to all of our trade partners, from our concrete to framing to plumbing to air conditioning to roofing, stucco, et cetera. And our cabinet shops, really all 30 plus trades, they get involved. They want to participate at some level. We share the information with them and they voluntarily step up. It's a big cost to our company, not only in building the home, but also to managing all the activity of the ticket sales, accounting. I mean, it's
there's
whole
a lot
program
that goes into it. Definitely a lot.
There's a lot. Exactly. Yeah. So we're very grateful to all the business partners that we work with. And this was an opportunity to bring a coalition of folks, of our trade partners, business partners, people that we've had relationships with, to understand the issues, step up and help, and really raise awareness to the great work that some of these awesome local nonprofits, such as yourselves, are doing.
I love that. That's a great mission. The Granville Home of Hope has made a significant impact on the lives of Valley families over the years. Can you share some memorable stories or moments that highlight the positive outcomes of the foundation's efforts?
Well, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. just in 2022, as an example, we've raised over 100, I should say we raised, Central California Food Bank received over $140,000. And, as I'm looking at this thing, we should give you the numbers of their recipients and how much money they've raised through this program over the years. And the numbers are astronomical. Fresno Mission, over $90,000, Breaking the Chains, et cetera. So we help. Let's take Breaking the Chains, which is another incredible organization, relatively new. They have assisted over, just in 2022, over 170 individuals and families that were impacted by human trafficking. They provided housing, food, shelter, trauma treatment, and more. And there are so many examples of stories that it'll take us, all day to talk about all the individual families that were impacted by having an ability to, again, human trafficking or preventing human trafficking, which is such an important thing because it impacts all of us in Fresno. Yes, a lot of the human trafficking occurs in Central and Southwest Fresno, but it impacts all of us.
Yeah, definitely.
But we will also get you, because I think the public deserves to know how many dollars we have raised over the years for these individual nonprofits. Another story that's important is this year's newest Granville Home of Hope recipient, which is Mel's Mutts. And Mel Garcia has been basically putting her own dollars and time and talent in rescuing dogs and finding homes for them. Why is that important? First of all, dogs bring so much love, joy, and I want to say humanity to us. And she saves
their man's
dogs.
Best friend.
They are exactly, and she helps finding homes for them. She just, she stores them, she shelters them in her yard, and we're hoping to be able to fund a small shelter for her in her backyard. So she can actually do more of that work. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I looked at all of the list of how many new nonprofits were in this year's Home of Hope. And it just goes to show you each one has their own unique kind of demographic where they're, helping aid towards. And it's just really important. Everyone's unique and different in their own way, which goes to show you how many people and lives they're touching based on where they're at, which I think is really empowering, especially for us at CASA, Foster Youth. A lot of the homelessness in California and the United States, especially in Fresno, a lot of the foster youth have, or at least homeless people have gone through the foster care system. And so things like that, just a bunch of different areas in which, your organization is helping the community is, like you said, the numbers are astronomical. And that's a testament to you guys. Granville Homes is known for its commitment to community involvement and philanthropy through initiatives like the Granville Home of Hope. What inspired you to integrate social responsibility into your business model, and how has it shaped your company's culture?
It's been part of the company's culture from its inception back in the late 70s. And it's really a testimony to our parents, made us understand the difference between us kids, me and my two brothers, and an orphan is really the birth roulette. We were lucky enough to be born into a middle-class family in Iran, by the way. We're immigrants from Iran. And a person that's grown up in an orphanage or is homeless. So if God has blessed us, we need to share those blessings. And government does a really crappy job by taxing folks, taking that money and figuring out how to spend it appropriately. So we want to do our part in helping the folks that are doing really the hard work, whether it's CASA. As you know, we're very involved in AMOR, which is the Alliance for Medical Outreach and Relief, which provides medical help in Afghanistan, and also in Mendota. So it's really part of parcel of the culture of this company.
Yeah, definitely. And that's amazing. I know this wasn't one of the questions, but how old were you when you moved to the United States?
17.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. That's so you grew up your whole life in a different area and now you came to the United States. Like, was that a culture shock for you?
No, actually.
Oh,
wow. The culture shock was that I came from a metropolitan city, Tehran, population 3.5 million. And then when I arrived in Fresno, population was under 100,000.
Yeah.
So a small farm town, that was a culture shock.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's yeah. That it's kind of, it was kind of flipped. Most people would think it would be the other way, but now it was actually reversed.
But I mean, if you're an immigrant from Mexico, if you're an immigrant from Mexico City and move to a small farm town in California, that's a culture shock too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So leadership is crucial in driving business success. And what leadership principles do you prioritize in your role as the owner of Granville Homes? And how do you empower your team to excel? So the first question would be, what leadership principles do you prioritize in your role?
But let me just in general say, we look, the leaders that are successful, let me say this. Part of the culture, a big part of the culture at Granville is philanthropy. And every single person that works with me and works with at Granville, it has that philanthropic gene. And some folks give their time, some folks, you know, give their talent and their brain power, some folks write checks and do all of the or a combination of the above. And that's something that I'm very proud of and very grateful for, and this entire team. And with it, when the Granville Home of Hope comes to an end, when we have to do all the accounting, the whole company comes together to figure out how to accelerate that, making sure that all the work behind the scenes work is done appropriately.
Yeah, definitely. So then how, because it's such a huge just organization in itself, and you guys are home builders, you do so much on the other side of it, right? You're a philanthropist, CEO, and so on. How do you empower your team to excel? Because it's a lot. I'm sure they have other daily tasks and things like that. And Home of Hope isn't the center of, you know, Granville, but it is like, it is a main portion of it. So how do you help empower your team during those times?
We come together as a team throughout the year on helping fund Granville Home of Hope, and the accounting and all the ticket sales and everything that goes behind the scenes.
Yeah, definitely.
As a matter of fact, to a point where I have to remind myself, and really not myself, my team, our first responsibility is to make sure we're making money before we can give it away. So don't forget the Granville Homes part of the work as well.
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
That makes
yep.
sense. So second to last question, for those who are inspired by the mission of Granville Home of Hope, how can they get involved or support the foundation's effort to make a difference in the lives of Valley families?
That's a great question. Two different parts to that. First, volunteer, buy tickets, sell tickets, raise money for the Granville Home of Hope recipients, volunteer in the call center. And second, one of the biggest parts of our mission, and this a gift that I've been given by my parents, and I know many parents give that gift to their kids, is a great education, K through 12 education, and also a college education. Education is a gift that nobody can take away from you. You get a car for your graduation, you know, you get a nice ring or whatever it may be, that comes and goes as a material thing that, you know, has usually the value dissipates over time. Education is something that can't be taken away from you.
So what legacy do you hope to leave through your work with Granville Homes and your contribution to the community? What's Daria Sassimi's legacy?
We want to leave this place, you know, long after I'm gone. I'm hoping this company still is operating and is making an impact and making Fresno or the places that we built a better place to live, work, and play.
Definitely. And so the last and final question, how do you envision the company's impact continuing to grow in the years to come? As you said, you hope it continues to grow. How do you envision that? Where do you see it going from here?
Without a successful community, we can't grow. Without a successful workforce that has economic mobility, our community cannot grow. So we hope to be building homes, apartments, and light commercial, neighborhood commercial, what we call marketplaces, for decades to come. And we hope to be part and parcel of Fresno County's growth, both, an economic opportunity, reducing poverty, reducing crime. And so we want to do our part to help, whether it's nonprofits, law enforcement, or local government, and of course, our educational centers, our public K-12 education, to make sure we're going to do our part to inspire folks to make sure that our future generations have an opportunity to be successful.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Darius, for taking the
Thank
time to
you.
speak with us today. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.